pick a window. This is the Defenestrate Media Network.
You are about to listen to I Told You So, the world's greatest relationship podcast, hosted by Tiffany and Jeff, two people in the healthiest relationship of all time.
Join our power couple as we explore the ups and downs of love, offering you the tools you need to navigate the relationship scene with charm, humor, and grace.
Welcome to I Told You So, where love is our business.
And laughter is our secret weapon.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You're going to be mad at me.
I know.
I know. It's not my fault.
It's not. It's my fault.
It is your
fault.
I
take responsibility.
You absolutely should take responsibility. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi.
Warning right at the top of the show. We could at any moment take a break.
Yeah.
The same. That's what happened.
On the left show.
Yeah. I had a customer come in that listens to the show.
Uh-huh.
It was like, is Tiffany okay?
Aww.
And I'm like, no. Why do you ask? He's like, oh, I was listening to the show and I heard her have a seizure.
Aww.
I'm like, I recall she had two. Did you not last time we recorded?
I think I had a seizure. I went to bed.
Yeah, that's probably what happened.
Yeah.
I thought you had one and then another one later, and that was the one that chased you off.
I don't remember.
So, if you don't mind, let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, sure.
So, we finally got to see the neurologist.
Yeah, we did.
Who... I want to paint this out because this is your experience in which I am but a sidekick.
Sure.
Right.
The best but sidekick.
The doctor, well, my first one, I want to tell the funny story first.
Okay.
So we're talking to the admitting nurse.
Oh, my God.
How long has it been since you've had a seizure? She asks. You
a
said,
long,
oh, it's been a
long
time.
A long time.
She's like, so like a year? You says...
Like a week?
Yeah. And then that was not true.
Well, that's what I remember. I don't remember having seizures. I really thought that I was a week from having a week out.
Nope. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was disappointing.
Well, I think it comes down to the fact that you don't remember seizing most of the time.
No.
What you remember, I would think, is... somebody being there going, hey, you back?
Yeah.
Yeah. Which has got to be super annoying.
What's up, buddy?
Hi.
Hey.
Thank you for breathing again.
Put your arms back down.
So anyway, the doctor comes in and...
little guy.
Yeah. It's not as tall as me.
No.
No. Really nice guy. Very serious.
Yeah, he was.
He was very serious. And he didn't ask me all the questions.
No.
Even though I'm the only one with answers.
That you could answer, yeah.
He still asked you so that you could defer to me.
Yeah, I never felt like he was talking to just to you.
Yeah.
And I felt that so many times before at doctors.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I think that's why I like him. Mm-hmm. Was because he was very respectful to you, the patient.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you're a woman, as I am well aware.
Yeah.
But he wasn't, he did not come across as the misogynist doctor problem that we've had so many other times.
I know. I was so glad that you were there. Thank you for coming with me.
Yeah. It's my ability to keep a cool head.
And you were funny and you made him laugh.
I did.
When he said, oh, he was going through seizure protocol and what I shouldn't be doing, driving.
Yeah.
Showering.
Yeah.
By myself.
Yeah. That was me asking.
Was
I'm like, so I'm supposed to be there when she showers,
to shower
right?
There, right?
I'm supposed to be there.
Yeah.
Do I get to help wash? Is that stroke
yeah.
protocol?
Yeah, would be one good thing to come out of it.
Seizure protocol, I should say.
Seizure protocol.
Not stroke protocol, that's me.
Yeah, you're the one with the stroke, not
so,
me.
So, yeah, I went through, and I'm still fighting it right now, but I went through a really dark day yesterday. Just
as the day went on, I got sadder and sadder and sadder. And then work was customer free in the middle, pretty much. In the middle of my day, I had too much time to think.
You were lonely.
Yeah, and I had soccer on.
Arsenal?
No, I was watching Newcastle get the pants beat off them.
Oh, still that same game?
That same game, yep. But it's I like to put something like soccer on. I don't really get a chance to watch it because I'm too busy working. But the voices keep the voices that tell me bad things quiet.
Yeah.
But it didn't work yesterday.
Oh.
So I had soccer on. I had a little music on. And still, I was just in this dark place. And suddenly, I'm like, I'm going to have a stroke. Yeah. I'm going to have a stroke. Tiffany's going to have to take care of me. And that's no, absolutely not. So I let you know that when I do have my stroke, whenever that may be,
mm-hmm.
you can go find somebody with a fully working face
mm-hmm.
and not a half a face.
Does that mean you get to go find somebody with fully working kidneys nope. and a brain?
Nope. What?
My brain doesn't work.
Well, you're misfiring right now.
I know.
Your brain still works. You're still funny. Mm. You know?
That's good.
You can't be stupid and, well, funny. Yeah. No, you can't.
Yeah, you can.
On accident. On like accident. The dog. He's funny because he's an idiot.
He is.
Yeah. But no, I've been since January of 23 to now, it has just been one fucking thing after another.
It really has.
It has been a brutal year.
Yeah.
For those of you that are Star Trek fans, the Voyager, the year in hell, that whole story arc, that's been our year. For those of you that aren't Star Trek fans, I got nothing for you. What the fuck? What's wrong with you? Jesus Christ. All of life's little allegories are
Jesus
handled
Christ.
By Star Trek. Jesus Christ. If the fact that he hasn't been handled by Star Trek yet is a little surprising. Because that would have been the funniest original series episode. You know, they get finished with Abraham fucking Space Lincoln.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then they run into Jesus fucking Christ in space. Hello, I am Space Jesus.
What's the saying that was on your ringtone, your phone alarm? It was William Shatner.
Oh, what does God need with a starship?
Yeah, yeah. That's it.
Yeah. That's everybody slags on Star Trek V, but it's that little exchange right there where Kirk's
what does
like
God need?
My atheism is stronger than whatever this is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's good. I'll give you that.
Excuse me. Excuse me. What does God need with a starship?
Starship. Was that your...
You doubt?
Wake up call?
Uh-huh. Yeah, for years.
Years, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm like three or four phones past that and it didn't make the cut.
Oh, dang it.
I don't know how. Mm. It just didn't transfer.
Mm.
So now I know to go find it again. Because you like it.
I do like it.
Yeah. What does God need?
With a starship.
With a starship.
What do you have for us today?
So, I have two articles. 5 ways to care for a sick spouse. That's
good
you.
God.
Huh?
You're the one having a stroke.
Not yet.
I'm just planning
ahead. I'm future planning. I just want everything to be there when half of me stops working.
I thought I was having a stroke last night.
Oh, really?
All my left side went like numb and tingly. Yeah. I was like smiling to make sure that it was
the
still
whole face
good.
Worked?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you smell toast?
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
You know, some people smell hazelnuts when they have seizures.
When they have seizures, not strokes.
No.
No, strokes is more of a toast thing.
Burnt toast?
Burnt toast, I think. That's the cliche anyway. I should probably start looking this up. I should probably know more about this since this is what's going to happen to me.
Do you think a stroke? I always think you're going to have a heart attack.
Yeah, I'm probably going to have a heart attack. I mean, let's just throw that in. But those are a dime a dozen these days. I mean, my dad survived 2 so far.
Mm.
You know? It was weird. We went, his last angioplasty... the doc was explaining that when he had had his massive heart attack,
mm-hmm.
it had fucked up the bottom of his heart.
Oh, wow.
And that his heart had, that the body had compensated for that by running new veins
really?
And stuff across that somehow. I'm saying this wrong. I'm absolutely saying this wrong. But it had not repaired itself, but it had basically made detours.
Put a Band-Aid on it.
Yeah, sort of. And the doc was really impressed. He's like, yeah, this is a lot of stuff. This is pretty cool. Isn't that neat how the human body works? And we're like,
sure.
How much is it going to cost again?
Yeah, no shit.
Five ways to take care of a sick spouse.
This is good to know.
Number one, this is basically a 5-point study in me fishing for compliments on how well you're being taken care of.
I'm going to give them to you.
Show a little empathy. Have I shown some empathy?
You have.
Have I?
Yeah.
Okay.
My favorite is after I had a seizure and like my body hurts and I feel like all crazy. And you said, it was not that bad. That one was not bad. And it reminded me of Sally Field in Steel Magnolia saying, it was not that bad to Shelby after she had a diabetic episode.
I haven't seen that movie.
It just cracks me up. It was just like it.
Well, okay,
and it was
so
true. It wasn't that bad, but yeah, it just
from the
laugh.
Outside looking on, you know, there are degrees of severity.
Sure.
Like the time you almost plunged your hand into a candle.
Oh.
And I caught you just in time. And I'm pretty sure you have been caught from harming yourself from many people at this point. You know?
Yeah.
But I mean, that's the bigger worry is sometimes they're short, sometimes they're long. You know, the long ones are a little scary because it doesn't look like you're breathing and your little face turns red and you're all clenched up.
Yeah.
And your ass looks fantastic, which gives me conflict feelings.
It should. Because
I should not be checking out your ass while you're having a seizure, but, you know, hey.
It's there.
What am I going to do? When presented with the Mona Lisa, does one look away because... You know?
That's very sweet.
The horizon doesn't match? No. So show a little empathy. Empathy has been defined as the ability to understand and share feelings of another. Your spouse needs to know that you care about them, that you hate seeing them suffer, and that you will stay by their side and take care of them every step of the way, including going to your soccer coach doctor.
Soccer coach doctor?
Yeah, because he looks like...
Arsenal's coach.
Like Mikel Andretti.
Yeah, that's so funny. He really did. I kept thinking, like, who does he remind me of? And you're right. I think another thing to add to is not the, you know, when you say, oh, I have a headache, and it's like, well, I have a headache too. I've had terrible headaches. Not comparing yourself.
Yeah, I do that.
No, you don't.
Sure I do.
You really don't.
I don't?
No.
Oh.
I've never had that problem with you. I've never felt that anyway. I've never felt like that.
We do the couples thing in the morning when we talk about who had the worst sleep. Yeah. There's Judd Apatow was talking about he and his wife. And he's like, yeah, every day we have an argument. Every day we start with an argument about who slept worse and why it was the other person's fault.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't do the fault thing.
Yes, you do.
Well,
I was going to say I don't do the fault thing. I don't do the fault thing.
Yeah.
You
it's
do
the dog's fault.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's always the dog's
you
fault.
You tell me nicely that it was my fault.
I'm nice.
You are nice. You're kind about it. You deliver the blow gently.
I'm a gentle blow. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
All right, fellas. I don't understand this one at all.
Okay.
Their greatest strength.
Be their greatest strength.
It can be hard to stay strong emotionally and spiritually when you are physically sick, weak, and in pain. Although your spouse may appear to put on a strong front, inside that may not be the case. You could be your spouse's greatest strength through this sickness. That's me. I am your greatest
strength. You are.
I am not.
Yes, you are.
Oh my God. If you could see what I'm like when you're seizing, there's no strong there.
Yes, there is.
No, I'm a worried puddle of insecurities. Mm-hmm. Wondering.
But you're so great when I come out and you're like, I'm here. It's okay. Everything's going to be fine.
I try.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I don't know. You look so scared sometimes when you come out of those.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? And it's like, hi. Welcome back.
Yep. That's what you say.
Can I get you a charcuterie board? What can I do for you? It's not that hard. you know.
I think this one is like, don't fucking fall apart and have a breakdown when your spouse is going through.
Yeah, wait till
it's
they're
not
better.
Your turn. Yeah,
because I got to tell you, the mental breakdown I'm going to have when we get you all regulated and fixed and is going to be substantial. Because I brought this up with somebody at work the other day, and it's like this whole thing with you being sick has just been heavy. It's been difficult. It's been hard.
Yeah.
It's hard to watch because you're so helpless, because there's not fuck all you can do other than keep you from falling onto hard furniture, you know? And that it's something I want to talk about, but I don't want to talk about with you because you don't need any added pressure. You don't need any of my weight when you're going through it. Mm-hmm. You're actually having the seizures. You are the one. I just have to watch.
I think it's harder for the people who have to watch. It would be harder. I would rather go through it than watch you go through it. For sure.
Huh. Yeah, I think. Yeah, that's definitely how I feel.
Yeah. I mean, I feel bad that I put like extra weight on you as far as like, I can't drive. There's things I can't do. But yeah, I would much rather go through it than watch somebody I love suffer through it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that's the hardest part.
It's been rough, but it's hard to whine when you're the one that's not doing well and I'm fine.
It was not that bad.
It's not that bad.
It was not that bad.
Yeah. You've had some bad ones.
Yeah.
You know, and from, like I said, I don't know how they feel when you're coming out. Those little ones might hurt more than the big ones, but the big ones are fucking terrifying.
Yeah.
You know, you're 4 or 5 minutes, you're not breathing. The weird ones are when your eyes are open, but you're not seeing shit, you know? And I've done the little wavy wave and like, hello, hello.
My eyes don't follow.
No, they don't do anything. It's the fact that they're not rolled back into your head is a little startling. Hmm. But no, it's just been... Okay, number three, show a little more patience. Okay. I really haven't had to with you.
No?
No. No, you're a champ at this bullshit. Mm. Even when you're the most worried, you're like, man, I'm fine. Yeah, this is fine.
There's not much you can do. Yeah. What do you do?
No, take me out on errands. I'll be fine. Record a podcast with me. I'll be fine.
I've been wanting to record. I've missed it.
Yeah, I have too. You know, and I've had a couple of emails from people that have also missed it. So thank you guys for writing in. Keep that up. Don't forget to go to, you know, the podcast places and rate and review.
We want to hear.
Yeah, absolutely. Number four, do a little more. I don't know.
We're going to skip this one.
This may be the one where. I mean, what have I done? I took you to a doctor.
Yeah.
That's what I've done. I took you to the ER. That was doing a little more that didn't need
to
be done.
I did that for you.
You did. You did. Because I just was so fucking scared.
I know. That's why I went.
And I'm like, let's find a doctor. Doctors make things better. Then you're like, they won't. And I'm like, they will, by golly. These doctors will save the fucking day. And then we get there and he's all, no, it's just stress. Fuck you. Ass clown.
I know. It's
hard.
Oh,
I'm still mad at that doctor. It's just stress. Stressless.
Yeah. Stressless.
Fuck you.
It's tough.
Well manicured 5 o'clock shadow.
It happens all the time. People go into the emergency room. They're not listened to.
Yep.
They're not heard and they don't get treated.
That's why I liked seizure doctor, the neurologist,
Tonk.
So much. Yeah, Tonk.
Trevor Tonk.
Yeah. Great guy.
Yeah.
Looks like a famous football coach.
He does. Go Arsenal.
Number five, remind
Wait,
them.
We didn't. Did we do that one?
We did.
Do more?
We don't need to do more. On the doing more. We can skip right past that. I think we covered that pretty well, don't you?
No.
It takes a lot of work to keep a family going, especially when there are children involved. And unfortunately, when your spouse gets sick, the amount of work that needs to be done seems to grow exponentially. If your spouse is sick, step it up and do a little more. I took the dogs out a couple times.
You did. Thank you. Yeah. That was huge. I really appreciate the help with that. I think I was talking to a friend. I went to lunch with a friend yesterday and has some health problems too. And we were talking about like her spouse saying, give me a list. What do you want me to do? Instead of like seeing with his eyes what needs to be done around the house, you know?
It's, I don't want to get into a huge discussion of men versus women, you know?
Yeah.
But it's, there is a certain blindness to that, and it's just based on base priorities. You know, you see the house different than I see the house.
Yeah.
You know, and so what I see that's wrong and what you see that's wrong are very different things a lot of the time.
That's fair.
You know, and so sometimes I don't see what you think is important.
Yeah.
Because what I think is important is something I've already taken care of.
It's different.
And we do. We have this discussion from time to time. You know, like I feel that you know, there are certain ways that a household should behave, and you've never done that before. You know, that's just not your way. And that my way and your way are different because we grew up different, you know.
Yeah, so I don't know what way you're talking about.
When people that live here eat all the cheese and don't tell the grocery buyers that we're out of something.
Uh-huh.
And so you plan on
that
a thing
you
when
crazy.
You're at work all fucking day. And you're like, I'm going to go home. I'm going to have me a big piece of cheese or something, whatever, you know. And you get there and it's gone and no one told you. Or, you know, just shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just very simple bullshit.
Yeah, very simple.
Yeah. We don't have any complicated bullshit.
No.
Really. Well.
Our exes. Our kids and exes do, but yeah.
Never mind. It's all complicated. It is.
Okay.
We
can move on now.
Thank
I'm just
you.
Saying it is helpful when somebody, instead of being asked, somebody like pays attention and says, I see that there's dishes in the sink that need to be done. I don't need to be asked. I can do them. That's
that one,
very helpful.
That one felt very specific.
It didn't. I'm just
that
using
one,
dishes as an example.
I came here to chat about relationships and I'm feeling all attacked now.
Don't feel attacked.
Is this a safe space? Doesn't feel like a safe space.
It's still a safe space.
All right. Number five, remind them how much they mean to you.
You do that.
Do I do that?
You're so good at that.
Okay. So if your spouse isn't feeling well, give them a little extra love and let them know how much they mean to you. Tell them you love their eyes or that they look a little more alive than they did yesterday. That's good. That's a good line. Be positive. Be grateful. And be happy. Hug them. Hold their hand. Rub their back. Kiss their cheeks and let them feel how much you love them, sick and all.
Oh.
And when you taste your sick spouse, just know it's your turn next.
What? When you what?
Taste.
When you taste them?
Yeah, if you're kissing on your sick spouse, you're going to get sick.
Oh, yeah.
That's what happens.
I see.
Yeah. And this is I like this part of the article. And a quick word to the sick spouse. I'm sorry you're sick. That really sucks. But you probably noticed your spouse doing an inordinate amount of things for you. Be sure to express appreciation for all they're doing. Smile when they walk in the room. Say, thank you, babe. Finger guns. Very important.
Yes. Love the finger guns.
Yep.
That makes it.
Just going to let that one go. if you're up for it, shower. Often.
This feels personal.
They wrote it. That one's there. Tell your spouse, I love you whenever possible. Try not to whine. You can be tough. You can also be real. Just try not to whine.
It's hard.
It is.
I'm a whiner.
It says, now go wash your hands and try not to spread any germs. All right. So I have a follow-up article to this one.
Okay. You really did your homework. Good job.
I know. I do my homework. I'm a homework doer. How to make your sick boyfriend feel better. This is for when I have my stroke. Are you ready?
Yes.
What to do for your boyfriend when he is sick.
Is this going to make me laugh or is this real?
I don't know. I pulled it for the fucking headline, and right now we are just wandering through uncharted territory.
Okay, this will be fun.
Stock his medicine cabinet. You've been trying to do that for a couple of days because I don't feel well.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm like, I'm sorry, you're sicker. Don't worry about me.
Mm-hmm.
I have DayQuil. I will be fine. Send him messages that show you care.
Oh. I send you messages.
All the time.
Good.
Yep. Here's some sweet text examples. Even though I'm not with you, please know that I'm thinking about you all day and hoping you get better soon. I swear to God, if you ever send that to me, I will call to have people come over and make sure you're feeling all right. Okay. I feel so incomplete when I'm not with you. Please get better soon so that we can be together again. Same. I will send somebody over to check on you. You know, that's anyway. If you're in a position to travel and see him. Okay. This assumes we're in a long distance relationship. So let's move on past that one. Oh, perpetuate an atmosphere of ease and comfort. Please don't do this for me.
Okay.
Here's the thing. When I get sick, I just want to be alone until it's done.
Yeah.
That's why when we had COVID, I just slept through it.
Yeah.
I'm just like, hello. Meal train just delivered another batch of pasta.
Yeah.
I'm going to go back to sleep.
Yeah.
Fuck, I put on in that 3 months we were basically quarantined for having COVID. You know, I probably put on 20 pounds.
We both did. I put on easily that much.
Yeah. There was a lot of pasta.
Yeah.
Have a night in. Well, okay. I'll take that.
That's every night.
I know. Give him a soothing massage.
You don't like that?
Nope.
I would take that.
You would take that. I should do that more. And I don't because I have arthritis.
Your hands.
You know, and so I can do it for like 3 unsatisfying minutes. And then like my hands just stop moving.
No, your hands feel amazing. They're so big and strong.
Oh. Sorry, it's only a couple minutes. So. He says. That'll be clipped. I don't like this article. Fuck it. This is dumb. This is the dumb. Send him a care package.
Oh.
Okay. I'll take a care package.
Is this for a cold?
Maybe. Man colds are nothing.
To mess with.
To mock. A man cold can be fatal. Anyway, this is silly. This is very silly. So we're just going to dump that.
I mean, what would you say the biggest piece of advice for a boyfriend it would be when they're sick?
What's the
best piece of advice?
Best piece of advice? Suck it up, buttercup. Quit your whining.
No, not to them. To their partner.
For the sick person to say to their partner? You should
for
say
a boyfriend.
Thank you. For a sick boyfriend to say to his spouse?
For a spouse to say to their sick boyfriend or do for their sick boyfriend.
Suck it up. Quit your whining. Here's your fucking DayQuil. I'll see you when you feel better.
I would never say that to you.
I know you wouldn't, and it's baffling to me. I like to just suffer alone. You know? That's all.
That's terrible.
Oh, I hate to be a burden. I hate to be a headache at all. Oh, it's very annoying. I don't know.
It's hard to be sick.
It is hard to be sick. But, you know, what are you going to do? I don't know. How about we do this? Let's take a little break. When we come back, we'll answer a couple of letters and we'll get you back off to bed.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm Chris Jakimick. I served in the United States Air Force and I deployed 3 times. So in 2017, I was serving as an Air Force First Sergeant. Our motto in that role is my job is people, everyone is my business. But unfortunately, in that year, I would lose my own brother, Lance Corporal Adam Jakimick, to suicide. The majority of veteran suicides are from guns. I store my weapons securely, not only for myself, but for my family. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide. My service never stops.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Okay. I don't know if I got good letters or not. Let's be honest. Yes, I did my homework, but I did kind of a half-assed job.
Mm-hmm.
Because I didn't think we were actually going to record this week.
I get it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, it went so well last time.
I know. And we keep saying like, oh, we'll record tonight or we'll record this morning. And then we never do. So
yeah.
We've been pushing it.
Our first letter is from Wonderful Price. This is, my husband is too touchy. Don't take the title in the wrong way. Does anyone else deal with a touchy spouse? Because I do. This man can't keep his hands off me. He just got back from his business trip and he's been all over me. When I did the laundry, he's all over me. He's in heat. Sometimes it gets too much because I never came from a touchy family, but I honestly love how affectionate he is. On his trip, He brought me a cute blue necklace with our picture in it. Stop, because I really love this man.
So
you may now talk about how handsy I am.
You are handsy, and I like it. But it's consensual. I've been in relationships where it hasn't been consensual, and I don't like it. It's too much. You know, if I'm at the store, I don't want to be groped in public. Like, shit like that.
Okay. Marking that down.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've never groped.
You've never... No.
I have done some subtle ass slaps.
You're so aware. In fact, for years, you would ask me if you could slap my ass. Even in the kitchen, like, walking by.
Consent is important.
It is
to me. You know, when I look back over my life at, let's say, romantic opportunities, because there was not an overt statement of intent, like, hello, I want to bang you, like that, I just assume that there's nothing there and make no move whatsoever, mm-hmm. because it is important to me that it is not only something that you or that a woman wants to do with me, mm-hmm. you know, I want to know that it's not just my idea.
Yeah.
One of the bigger fears I've had throughout my life as I evolved and you know, as a beloved friend of ours said, my frontal lobe grew in.
Yes.
Basically, when I was younger, I was pushy. I was beggy and pushy and would try and use logic traps to get laid. You know?
Yeah.
Like, why not? You know, I remember one girl I was really quite interested in. I was about 17, and she was religious. You know, entertainingly religious, not uh-huh. annoying religious. But her basic thing was, it's like, I'm waiting until I get married. And I'm like, then you should marry me. And I went on for about 15 minutes and to the point where she was doing the head nods like, all right, okay.
I see your point.
This was back, by the way, when I was on the debate team.
How old were you?
17.
Oh, God.
And was winning gold medals left and right. My logic traps were just brilliant. You know, and then my buddy Mike walks by and he's like, he listens to the conversation for a nanosecond and he's like, hey, pay no attention to him. He's got the attention span of a housefly. And it broke the spell right there. And she's yeah. like, what the fuck just happened to me? And I was like, God damn it, Mike. But
consent is sexy.
Yeah. Even then, you know, I really just could not figure out when a girl was interested in me. You know, now you've told me myself, I get hit on and I have no fucking idea.
Mm-hmm. Unless they call you handsome straight to your face, you have no idea.
I don't think that the bank lady was hitting on me.
I think she was
just providing good customer service.
Oh, is that good customer service?
It was wonderful customer service. I still feel good about that bank visit.
I just love it.
And all she did was call me handsome.
A couple times. Yeah. You get hit on.
I don't care.
You love it. It's fun to get hit on.
But I never know.
Yeah, but...
You tell me after the fact. Look, I have told the story of a girl that I just was besotten with when I was about 20 years old.
Mm-hmm.
19, 20 years old. And nothing in the world I wanted more, you know, than to do naked stuff with her.
Yeah.
She brings me over to her house. She gives me a manicure. Says, you got to keep your nails clean.
I remember this. Oh, my God.
You never know where they're going to be, and you don't want them to cause an infection. Did not penetrate my thick fucking skull. Twice!
You mean you did not penetrate?
I penetrated nothing. There was no penetration. It just bounced off my thick, dumb skull to the point that it was years later... In a moment of reflection when I was like, oh my God!
A manicure! Ah!
You don't know where they're going to be and you don't want to cause a yeast infection. I think maybe if she'd said that, I would have known what the fuck she was talking about. But otherwise, she just got me a little high and I...
Did your nails?
Don't track well when I'm on the marijuanas.
And sent you out to the world.
I feel like such a fucking idiot every time I think of that story. You know, but that's what I mean. I don't notice. I try to notice. I try to be in the moment, but But I mean, my base assumption is nobody wants anything to do with me. So, yeah.
So not true.
And I know. And it's a hang up from childhood kind of thing.
Yeah.
I was a terrible burden. You know, my mom didn't like me. I know she loves me, but she didn't like me. I barely think she likes me now. I think if it weren't for you, we would have a much different relationship because she fucking loves you. But, and then dad was newly single and he was running his own business. He was working all the time and he had a fucking teenager at home.
Yeah.
You know, that was pretty spectacular fuck up. You know, I make mistakes, but I do it with panache, you know? Mm-hmm.
I don't think you were a fuck up.
Oh, I was a fuck up.
Really?
No.
And you still went to school. You still made your grades.
I didn't do anything. No, not high school. Oh, goodness, you didn't? No. I mean, I was at the building, but I was not in class.
Okay.
You know, my junior year, the reason why it was so easy to drop out of high school and go to college was because I had two dance classes, two drama classes, and a free period. And I spent them all in the auditorium, goofing off, rewiring lights.
Listening to Les Mis.
Listening to, fucking Les Mis and Pink Floyd, you know, and trying to convince girls to go up in the attic of the theater with me. It worked a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, very romantic.
It is very sexy.
It is not.
I know, I was being sarcastic.
Good. Because that is not true. All right, next letter.
So what is their advice? Like, I don't get it.
Nothing. She just likes being manhandled by her husband. And I was...
She likes it?
She likes it.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought she said she didn't.
No, she does. You want to go back to it?
No. No, we can move on. I'm sorry. I wasn't paying attention.
No, she was just like, she's just like, stop, because I really love this man. And then in her post edit, I don't know why you guys are getting mad. Stop being butthurt. Get over it. She put a happy thing.
Huh.
It was a happy letter.
Oh, good.
We don't do a lot of happy letters.
We don't. I thought there was a problem. I was going to say, what's the problem?
Yep. My wife won't let me do my hobby because her husband passed away.
What?
Okay. I'll bet this one's going to be worded really well. I regularly went mountain biking with a friend and her husband. That stopped for about 6 weeks because she needed time to grieve her husband's death. She wants to go ride again, but this time it would just be us two. My wife says she's uncomfortable with it. She said not to get mad, but she doesn't want my friend to rely on me or get vulnerable with you because her husband died, and apparently that means she thinks she'll suddenly be looking for a replacement for her husband. She said it's only okay if I find someone else to ride with us. Does this seem acceptable? No. No, you have to allow... And this is just my humble opinion. Mm-hmm. You have to allow for the opportunity, you know, for your spouse. Okay, there's no real clean way to say this, but you have to allow for the opportunity for your spouse to cheat on you.
Yeah.
You know, you can't just lock them up. You can't just keep them away from society, from their friends, from whatever. You know, and if they do cheat on you, then figure out what consequences work the best. But in the meantime, don't cheat your spouse of an opportunity to have an adventure or an excursion or a memory.
Friendships, relationships. Yeah, I agree.
I mean, that's really what it is.
I think it's smart, like, to express your feelings, how you're feeling about it. I'm feeling a little, like, uneasy about this situation. I just want to make you aware. But, yeah, definitely don't keep them from... those experiences.
Yeah. It's, look, I understand that platonic heteronormative relationships can sometimes spiral radically out of control, but I have women friends that I care quite deeply for.
Yeah.
That never in a million years would I cheat on you with.
Mm-hmm.
Never, ever. You know, I know that you wouldn't. And so that's why I don't think I've ever said to you, don't go do a thing.
James Taylor concert.
I did?
Yeah.
When?
I had a friend who said that he'd go to the James Taylor concert with me, and you're like, oh no, you can't do that.
No, not that guy. That guy's interested in one thing and one thing only, and he can't have it. And that's what it would be. It's just a night that you would be annoyed. You're going to see your James Taylor, and instead you're getting propositioned the whole time.
What did you say, though? I couldn't do that because I would be too vulnerable.
You'd be emotionally vulnerable at your James Taylor concert. And if anybody's going to exploit that emotional vulnerability,
it's going
to
be you.
So you can go to the concert with a friend that doesn't want to be in your pants, okay. And then come home and let me in your pants.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
That's the first time you've ever like come out and said that, though.
It's just that person. there's like two or three people like that where I'm just like, no, that's a predatory person. I don't want to deal with that.
Well, I appreciate you having my back, babe.
Well, sure. And honestly, if it came down to it, I'd totally let you go.
I know.
I'm not your boss. It is not my fucking job to tell you what you can and can't do. And spouses that think that it is, I think, are assholes and really need to just refigure their priorities.
It's very different to be in a relationship like that, though. Like, to have the respect of you make your own decisions. We're here, you know, we're in it together, but you make your own decisions. I don't know.
Do you like it?
I do.
Is it okay?
I mean, it was hard to get used to at first. It's like very uncomfortable.
I'm sorry.
No, not that it's a bad thing. No, not that you've made me uncomfortable, but like to know that like, you get to make your own choices. It's a lot of responsibility when you've been in a relationship that you haven't had that.
Yeah. Well, you know, if there's one thing that the Mormons got right, it's that whole idea of free agency.
Mm-hmm.
You go out into the world and you do what you do and you get judged on what you do. Mm-hmm. Sometimes what you do has consequences. Sometimes what you do wins fabulous prizes. It's just, you can't, it is nobody's fucking business to tell another human being where to go and what to do unless it's employment or parenting.
Yeah.
That's also my advice. My advice is basically go on the ride with her. Invite your fucking wife to go with you.
Mm-hmm.
She'll make it a mile. She'll realize how much she hates it and how unsexy you feel on a bicycle.
Yeah.
Nobody's feeling, unless it's cobblestones, nobody's feeling like, ooh, I'm a sweaty mess and my asshole hurts because of this teeny tiny bike seat. Let's bang. No.
Yeah. No.
Maybe an hour later, but he'll be home by then. And you can start to complain like the previous lady that your husband touches you too much. You know? And you know what? Let me just throw this out. Let me take her position for a minute. If he comes home from the bike ride horny every time, then he is thinking thoughts of her. And maybe you ought to bring that up with him.
Yeah.
You know? But if he's coming home from the bike ride and taking a shower and calling it, ow, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
He's too tired to fuck.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
I think you're right.
Okay.
I think definitely talk about it, though.
Yeah. Picked this one just for the headline as well. Am I wrong for wanting my husband to fill me up all the time?
Oh, God.
I, 39-year-old female, married my high school sweetheart, 40-year-old male. We've been married for 20 plus years. I love my husband, but sometimes I wish he was more romantic. I know I married him not being romantic at all, but as the years went by, you'd think he'd know what I want like. Put a pin in that sentence right there. He gets upset because I push him away. Okay. So
I'm so confused.
You're upset that he's trying to be romantic.
Contradiction here.
You want him to be more romantic. And then he hits on you and you push him away. Let's move on. I recently had a breast augmentation and we both love them. He can't keep his hands off them. But sometimes I just feel like he paid for them because he can. I don't work. He does. But I take care of the house and the kids. I tried working, but with the kids' doctor's appointments and school schedules, I would have to take time off to do that. And no job wants somebody that takes a lot of time off work, blah, 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 blah. Remind me, I have something confidential to make a joke about after we're done recording about that.
Okay. Looking forward to it.
So that didn't work out. How do I tell him to be more romantic? How do I tell him to be more romantic without me telling him? Well, you don't. You tell him what you need.
Yeah.
He's not a fucking mind reader. No man is. We're not smart enough for it. And no. If we do try and mind read, it's 9 times out of 10 we get it wrong.
Yeah.
Because you never know where they're going to be, and you don't want them to cause an infection. We're wrong all the time. What Draw is... a map in crayon. I'm so sorry, and you shouldn't have to, but guess what? We're different fucking species, for Christ's sake.
Well, you're different people. I don't understand what's wrong with communicating your needs.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to. Life gets so busy and it's so hard to like keep up with everything. I think you just have to be honest about your needs.
What's wrong with this dog today?
I don't know. He went out.
I know. He's just being very present. Shut up, dude. Let's see. I don't get gifts. I don't get roses for my birthday, Valentine's, Christmas, etc. I don't get gifts unless it's our anniversary. But he'll take me out to choose where I want to go, which is usually he usually gets me a perfume or a purse. I don't go out and get my nails done or pamper myself. I've looked to do it myself to save money, but sometimes it's nice to have someone else do it. Excuse me. That's fair.
I get all that.
Yep. He's very cheap, but not for things he likes.
Mm.
AKA weapons, car parts, etc. I just wish he would walk into the house with flowers occasionally. A letter, a text saying, don't worry about dinner tonight. We're going out to eat. Something. Am I wrong? No. No. This third of the letter, I don't. And I think that it would be a really good step to see where your relationship stands to bring it the fuck up. To, hey, ass clown. What the fuck? You want to grab onto these new boobies?
Yeah.
You're gonna need to pay a little bit of attention. You know? Give me a flower. Write a poem, bitch. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you, sir. She's got new boobs. Bring some flowers. Celebrate them. You know?
Do the dishes.
Oh, shit. I'm feeling attacked again. I do. I don't. I'm sorry. I should do the dishes more often. I know I should.
Just on your day. That's all.
Sundays?
Yeah.
Okay. You keep trying to get me to do them on Mondays. And I don't
That's because
that
you don't do them on Sundays.
Yeah, but I figure if I wait, then my time is
then
done.
It's not your
my
day anymore.
My turn is over.
I know. I did them on Monday.
I know you did. I feel bad about that.
You don't have to feel bad. You just say thank you. That was awesome.
I do. Thank you. That was awesome. It comes down to if somebody puts the dishes away, I'm fine doing them.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And
this is a juvenile glitch that has no business being in an adult's fucking brain, but it's just like, I resent the fuck out of having to do both.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes when I get pissed, I do the dishes. I do anger dishes.
You do.
Which is fine. At least they're getting done. You know?
I'm not complaining.
Yeah. That's all. But, you know, I'll slam a cupboard door. I'll, you know, not take as proper care with loud dishes as I should just because I'm pissy about something.
It's overwhelming. Dishes can be super overwhelming, especially when you have to unload the dishwasher to even start.
Yep.
So I get that.
Yep. Yep. Yep, totally with you. And if it's me unloading my dishes later, I don't really have a problem as long as I'm not expected to do the dishes that are waiting to go in, you know. I don't have a problem putting them away, and I don't have a problem doing them. I have a problem doing both, you know. And we've talked about it before. There are certain behaviors to certain members of our household with dishes that just piss me off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, getting a dish wet is not rinsing a dish. You're just making it wet, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Not even getting it wet, that one drives me nuts, especially when there's cheese, hot cheese involved.
Yeah, the cheese is the worst.
Yeah.
It sticks to everything.
You go out there and there's a pan and there's a bowl and there's utensils and all of this. And they're all covered in melted, you know, and now unmelted cheese.
Mm-hmm.
And no one's done anything about it. And it's like, you made it to eat it yourself. Rinse your fucking dish. And it doesn't happen.
Mm.
You know.
Yeah.
And it cheeses me off.
It does.
Pun intended.
I get it.
Yeah. But are you wrong for wanting him to be more romantic? Absolutely not.
Mm-mm.
Are you wrong for keeping it a secret and hoping he'll guess? Yes, you are.
Yeah.
When you have a need that needs to be fulfilled, and your partner's not getting it, do yourselves both a favor and let them know.
Communicate.
Yeah. Because nobody's going to fucking guess. And this isn't any fault of yours, per se, but when you make life easy, easy's the easiest thing to do. You know? So if you have set the precedent for the current behavior by not letting him know that you're hurt, by not letting him know that you have needs that need to be met, you know, this is kind of on you too. You know? Yeah. I wrote you a poem. We've been together 7 years. I've written you one fucking poem, you know? And it was hard because I don't write poetry.
Yeah.
But I did it.
You used to.
I used to. I was forced to.
You should start again. Write me a poem every day, one poem a day for a month.
There once was a man from Nantucket. You know this one?
No.
Whose dick was so long he could suck it. He said with a grin, with sperm on his chin, If my ass was something, I could fuck it. But you can fuck an ass. So I don't understand the limerick anymore.
You didn't write that, so it doesn't count.
Oh. No, but I screwed it up, so that's like writing it, because it was a whole bunch of words that didn't belong with that limerick. If my dick was much as a man from Nantucket, whose dick was so long he could suck it, he said with a grin, with sperm on his chin, if my ass was a hole, I could fuck it. I think that's it.
Oh. That's a lovely poem, babe.
If my ass was in front, I could fuck it? Oh. Okay. I paint a picture. Yeah. Anyway, I will not do that. Let me just tell you right now, I am not going to write you a poem every day.
Okay.
I'm not. It's difficult. It, like, causes me angst.
Aw.
You know? Because it's got to be fucking perfect.
Okay.
You know? Because it's a poem. And any chump can write a fucking poem. So if you're going to do it right.
Yeah.
Because bad poetry, that's just a scourge.
Lots of pressure, huh?
Ugh, bad poetry. That's all I did in high school and college was write bad poems after bad poem after bad poem.
That's how you get to the good ones.
That could be a path for someone to get to good poems. It was not a path I chose to try.
You're a great writer. I love your writing.
I know that I have a skill at writing. Mm-hmm. Does not translate to poetry very often. You know? I did. I wrote one for one of the kids the other day, and it was actually quite good.
Yes.
And I was like, wow.
Amazing.
That was pretty
beautiful.
Fancy pants right there. So that's what we're working on. We're coming to the end of the show. If you guys could do me a favor. Look, there's a certain give and take. There's a balance in the universe. For people that ask for money to do the monkey dance to the point where it feels as though they're earning what they're asking for.
Mm-hmm.
I have not monkey danced hardly at all. For the current fundraiser that you can get to over at theleftshow.com. It's right there. We're trying to build a studio so that we can evolve.
Yes.
Both as a network and as a business.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've asked people to give, but and I say this just to let you know that I am aware that I haven't done my part and been as entertaining as I had planned to be. For this fundraiser, and a lot of that has to do with the fact that, you know, you've been sick for the last 6-7 weeks.
It's been rough.
And it's just like, my creative juices do not flow when I am worried about you. So anyway, if you guys could help us out there, I'd appreciate it. If that feels like too much responsibility, feel free to drop over to Patreon at patreon.com/defenmedia, D-E-F-E-N media. Join the squad.
The pod squad.
Yeah, our pod squad. If you join it, it's a Patreon. Every week that we record the shows, there's bonus content up there. And if we get the studio built, there will be even more content.
So good.
Private content for the Patreon patrons. We do that. But regardless, as far as feedback goes, I get more for this show than I do for anything else we do.
Really?
Yeah, I think the other shows have been around a while and people just, I mean, they've got their formulas down. And we're still tiptoeing through this, trying to figure out where we are. I'm working on getting a couple of interviews lined up.
Yeah, I'm excited about that.
With some friends and some hopefully new friends. And so we're trying to evolve in that direction.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but again, for the last 2 months,
been kind of MIA.
So we're working on it. And I appreciate you guys sticking with me. And I appreciate those of you that are reaching out to let me know how much you like this show. If you want something or you got letters or you would like advice, please feel free. Go over to leftshow.com. Hit that contact button. Boink. Let us know.
And thank you for all the love and concern. You guys have all been awesome.
Yeah, you guys really have. I appreciate it.
Appreciate the support.
All right. I think we're done.
Yay.
All right. I love you,
great
honey.
Great show. I love you.
What was that?
I love you.
You love me?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.